In Thailand, people are wearing white ribbons today to mark the World Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. The day is an annual recurrence sponsored by the United Nations to raise awareness and inspire action to end the suffering and injustice to which millions of women worldwide are subject every day. Advocacy Officer for Jesuit Refugee Service Thailand, Anna Sampson, says despite advances in rights and protections, women refugees are one of the groups most prone to abuse today.
Violence that is experienced by women who are fleeing or seeking protection can occur at every stage along their journey. So it can occur in their home country, where it might be perpetrated at the hands of rebel groups or armed groups or the military or the police. It could happen at the hands of their own family or community members for various reasons, violation of presumed cultural norms and the like. It can happen at the point of transit, so when women are attempting to leave the situation of persecution or violence, when they're at risk at the hands of traffickers, or when they're trying to protect their children, when they're crossing borders, which is of course a very risky thing to do. But then they are also at risk and they experience violence in their host countries. If they end up in a refugee camp from other refugees, camp leaders and camp management, from NGO workers, people who work for the United Nations, and they face violence within their employment situations because, of course, many times, and particularly here in Thailand, they're unlawful because they're undocumented. So, unfortunately, the nature of the refugee women's experience is one that is peppered by violence, and it's almost a part of their everyday existence.